Eating avocados twice a week is linked with lowering the potential for heart disease. Colombian researchers seek safety for bees in the urban jungle. And a nonprofit hits milestone, protecting more than 1 million acres of rainforest so far this year, all with public donations. Hello, and welcome to English with Justino, a podcast designed for you to learn English vocabulary, expressions, culture, and maybe even some grammar along the way. This podcast is for those already speaking English at an intermediate or advanced level. The idea here is to listen and learn from a native English speaker in a natural way, the way you first learned your native language, by hearing it. Okay, forward we go. Enjoy! Episode 35, Las Buenas Noticias en Inglés. Welcome and good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when and where you're listening. There's a lot of news out there lately, and what better way to improve your English but to listen to some of the good news out there? I suggest you listen to this and other podcasts many times if you want to improve your English. Today there's not going to be our normal past, present, and future summaries, but with luck, these stories will sound familiar if you are a newsy person. And, as always, please visit www.oyejustino.com to find this podcast and transcriptions to many of the other weekly stories. Listening to and following along with the transcripts is a good way to improve your language skills. Please send me an email to let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you. And now, to the news. Enjoy! Eating avocados twice a week is linked with lowering heart disease by 16 to 22%. Eating two or more servings of avocado weekly was associated with lower risk of cardiovascular disease, and substituting avocado for certain fat-containing foods like butter, cheese, or processed meats was associated with a lower risk of cardiovascular disease events, according to new research. Avocados contain dietary fiber, unsaturated fats, especially monounsaturated fat, healthy fats, and other favorable components that have been associated with good cardiovascular health. Clinical trials have previously found avocados have a positive impact on cardiovascular risk factors, including high cholesterol. Researchers believe this is the first large study to support the positive association between higher avocado consumption and lower cardiovascular events, such as coronary heart disease and stroke. These are particularly good findings since the consumption of avocados in many countries has risen in the last 20 years. For 30 years, researchers followed more than 60,000 women, ages 30 to 55 years, and more than 41,000 men, ages 40 to 75 years. The analysis found, after considering a wide range of cardiovascular risk factors and overall diet, study participants who ate at least 2 avocado servings each week had a lower risk of cardiovascular disease and a lower risk of coronary heart disease compared to those who never or rarely ate avocados. Replacing half a serving daily of margarine, butter, egg, yogurt, cheese, or processed meats, such as bacon, with the same amount of avocado was also associated with lowering a risk of cardiovascular disease events. Substituting half a serving a day of avocado for the equivalent amount of olive oil, nuts, and other plant oils showed no additional benefit. No significant associations were noted in relation to stroke risk or how much avocado was eaten. The study results provide additional guidance for healthcare professionals to share, offering the suggestion to replace certain spreads and saturated fat-containing foods, such as cheese and processed meats, with avocado is something physicians and other healthcare practitioners, such as registered dietitians, can do when they meet with patients. Especially since avocado is a well-accepted food, researchers said. The study aligns with guidance to follow the Mediterranean diet, a dietary pattern focused on fruits, vegetables, grains, beans, fish, and other healthy foods and plant-based fats, such as olive oil, canola, sesame, and other non-tropical oils. Although no food is the solution to routinely eating a healthy diet, this study is evidence that avocados have possible health benefits. This is promising because it is a food item that is popular, accessible, desirable, and easy to include in meals at home and in restaurants. Colombian researchers seek safety for bees in the urban jungle. Far from the flowery fields that are their natural home, honeybees imperiled by pesticides in rural Colombia are finding sanctuary on university campuses in the bustling capital of Bogota. Even though hives are banned from the city due to the risk the insect stings can pose to humans, universities enjoy an exemption for research purposes. At the University of Rosario, biologist Andre Riveros very carefully feeds a bee some sugar water, watching attentively as it stretches its straw-like tongue or proboscis toward the sweet liquid. The university boasts a rooftop apiary in a bamboo structure some 6 meters high, surrounded by trees and flowers. Here, Riveros and his team study a colony of bees in the hopes of developing food supplement that will offer the critical crop pollinators protection from insecticides. Pesticides end up affecting some neurological regions that, for example, affect learning and memory, and the bees end up with damage very similar to Alzheimer's, Riveros said. We're trying to find a solution for the problem of bee disappearances, he added. We seek to shield the bees, in essence. The team's work focuses on the western honeybee, one of about 20,000 known species worldwide. Hundreds of hives have been killed off in Colombia in recent years, and investigations into the cause have pointed to fipronil, an insecticide banned in Europe and restricted in the United States and China. Fipronil has been widely used in profitable avocado and citrus boom in Colombia, though the Latin American country suspended its use in some crops for 6 months last year. Fleeing the fields. Elsewhere in Bogota, the EAN University boasts its own hives, perched on a six-story building overlooking the city of 8 million people. Beekeeper Gino Cala extracts honey from the hives as part of his work to instruct and assist universities in the management of urban apiaries. Bacala said Colombia's bees are fleeing the fields, partly due to the indiscriminate use of agrochemicals. These insects are extremely relevant and important because they help guarantee part of the food security of Colombia and the world, he added. A nonprofit hits milestone protecting more than 1 million acres of rainforest so far this year, all with public donations. In September, a nonprofit business made a $500 million commitment to preserve biodiversity, and 6 months later, the Rainforest Trust and its partners have already protected more than 1 million acres of habitat so far in 2022. Since 1988, Rainforest Trust has safeguarded more than 38 million acres of vital habitat by establishing protected areas in partnership with local communities, all through public donations. Studies show that protected areas are one of the most cost-effective ways to safeguard nature and vulnerable indigenous populations. Acres protected this year include projects in Belize, Ecuador, Guatemala, Bangladesh, and Myanmar. Dozens of endangered species live in these protected areas, including, in Belize, they worked with Partner Wild to protect the Maya Forest Corridor, where the critically endangered Central America river turtle is the last species in its scientific family. In Ecuador, they helped protect acres in Bigal Biological and Rio Reserves, which contain more than 350 different bird species. The critical Mache Cochran frog and the largest surviving population of brown-headed spider monkeys, listed as one of the 25 most endangered primate species on the Earth. In Guatemala, they protected important habitat for the Guatemala spike-thumb frog and endangered Yucatan black howler monkey and Jeffrey's spider monkey. In Bangladesh, they helped establish marine protection areas along the coast and St. Martin Island, a total of nearly 430,000 acres, home to sea turtles, a critically endangered shark, and staghorn coral, as well as the endangered Irrawaddy dolphin. In Myanmar, Rainforest Trust worked with Friends of Wildlife to establish a national park and wildlife sanctuary for a combined total of over 350,000 acres protected. Most importantly, 99% of the forest protected by Rainforest Trust remains standing today, and the nonprofit is well on its way to protecting 125 million more acres by the year 2025. And that's the news for today. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed hearing these stories. What do you think of the news? Do you have any news stories to tell me about? I would love to hear what they are. Send me a message at english@oyejustino.com or visit our website at www.oyejustino.com to find transcripts, podcasts, videos, and vocabulary flashcards. And again, have a great week. Bye-bye for now.